Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret. I think you want to know a dirty little secret about a secret little show.
I seem to have deleted it.
Just read it this morning.
We're rolling up for the secret show as well, so.
All right.
I had it open somewhere, and now I can't find it.
All right, I'll look through the text to see if it's there.
Okay. Why wouldn't I be able to find it, though? It's.
But yeah, you never delete anything.
Why don't we ever have tacos here?
Oh, I had tacos the other day. It was great. That party, they had a freaking taco.
Oh, I found it.
What party?
You remember the kid party that we watched
the Niner game at? Where the Niner, yeah, the they guy, had tacos, huh?
The uncle goes, this party sucks!
Yeah, I love that one.
But they had a taco stand with like two ladies just cooking up, you know, carnitas and carne asadas. Oh, God. So
I could eat like five tacos
I
right
think
now.
I did eat
Oh,
like,
my God, yeah, I would good. Love a taco right now.
Oh, let's see here.
I just
renamed
it Maria Athens, Mom.
I got it. I'm going to text that person. So what's your source here?
You know how Odyssey fixed the culture here?
Uh-huh.
You know what would really fix the culture?
What?
Tacos.
Oh, my God. It is Tuesday, after all.
Not that they didn't really fix it, but I'm saying, I mean,
if you really wanted to fix it.
You got to go over the top. Fixing.
We need a taco machine.
A taco machine.
Oh, my God. A taco dispenser.
Yeah.
Like, you just pick what you want in it. The thing flops down. The toppings go on.
Yeah.
The sides go up. And you just stand there like this.
Crunchy, soft. Fish, beef, ground beef, or
cilantro,
onions, all of it.
Oh, my God. We got to invent a taco machine, you guys. We'd be fucking rich.
I don't even want sour cream, but it should be available to people.
Absolutely. And I would like to layer it the way I want it layered, too. I like the cheese on the bottom, then black beans. Because they're hot and they melt the cheese, and then whatever meat, if I'm having meat, fish.
I eat bean tacos all the time.
Yeah, bean tacos are great. I don't want any cheese on my fish taco though, so I need to be able to select.
Oh, that, you know?
I want the cabbage and the whatever the little fishy white sauce is.
So hungry!
Oh my God, it sounds so fucking good right now. Feed me fucking tacos.
All right, let's do this secret show and get out of here.
Because I actually think that's a great idea, and I know we won't invent it, so somebody has
to take it out. Just,
no.
People can't steal our idea. That's our idea.
Nobody is going to... Are we really going to do it, though?
No.
Just give us...
I've been doing this show 25 years and never followed through once on any of my dumb ideas.
He puts his ideas out there. Someone takes them and runs with them, and we'll benefit from it. If you steal our idea about the taco machine, just give us one.
You can sell it to Odyssey for us, would you?
Just give us one as a thank you for the great idea. And please stock it. And also, how often would you have to change all the stuff that's in it? That'd be a fucking
Yeah, quite often, I'm sure.
No, daily, you'd need to.
Yeah.
You can't
yeah.
just...
It can't just sit there. If there's Especially a refrigerator compartment,
Ooh.
Like there'd have to be a heated compartment. The taco shells themselves have to be kept warm and moist if they're soft tacos. Those things dry out. Okay, there's problems with that.
All right.
Have yeah. at it. Have
I'm
at it,
really
people.
Hungry now.
Oh, my God.
Why'd you bring up tacos?
I didn't. I think you did.
No, I did not.
Who brought it up? Was
yeah,
it you, Bryn?
Yeah, the same person that brought up if you're breathing, you're wealthy. So.
Well, so it was Vinny. So
you
it was Vinny.
Son
Got
of
it.
A what?
Whoever that was. Fucking knows, man.
He is so hostile today.
What are you?
He's just feisty. It's not hostility. Hostile. It's just feistiness.
So hostile.
He's just kicking.
God damn. Yeah. What did you do to him?
I didn't do it. I mean, I don't feel
did
like I was
Did you slight him
to...
earlier, and now he's feeling like, you know...
Don't talk about me like I'm not here.
Or then tell us what's going on.
Yeah,
what did I do something?
You asked me a question. I just answered it. I'm totally fine. I'm happy here. It's a beautiful day. Couldn't be Sheesh. Smiling any bigger right now.
He still can't get over the Niners loss, I don't think.
That's
yeah.
that's exactly it.
No,
yeah.
that's you. Friend. That's you and
I'm
all your friends over
him,
there.
Yeah.
yeah, no one gives a shit about that. 2 days later, and we're all looking forward to next week.
I cared.
By the way, I finally saw about your Zappy guy. Like,
oh,
I don't
Zappy.
Watch your,
so
your New England Patriots.
It's
but
Zappy hour.
He was on the other there the news, the sports talk thing I watch on ESPN. He yeah. They brought him up, and they're like, it would be just like Belichick to just kick Mac Jones the hell out and keep the Zappy kid.
Well, Zappy's doing it. He is cool as a cucumber. Like, he's a rookie, and he's standing in the pocket just like...
well,
like nothing.
I
it's
was
crazy.
Laughing because they said, you know how we got Tom Brady, right? Like, they had a really good quarterback. They threw Tom Brady in, and that guy never got back on the field.
Yeah.
You What's see, that dude's name?
I Drew Bledsoe.
Bledsoe.
No,
I remember
Bledsoe,
that, yeah.
Bledsoe was already, though, he'd done a couple seasons with them. It wasn't like Mac Jones, this is supposed to be his first full season, right?
Right. But so, I'm saying Bledsoe was, I think he got hurt.
He did get
actually.
Hurt.
Actually,
yeah,
Brady
I think he
went
got hurt,
in.
Yeah.
And That's never it. Got his place in the field back.
Yeah. Well, it happens.
I think they won the Super Bowl that year, if I'm not mistaken, that when that happened.
Oh. Tom Brady
I'm not 100%
won his first
though.
Season Super Bowl?
I want to say, but I could be wrong, but I'm almost...
Tom was always so bitter, a big chip on his shoulder
I could be,
about when
I could
he was
be,
drafted.
Wrong, though.
That's all right. Listen, talk about fucking football all day. I'd love it, but maybe we should talk about something else. It's Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show. For Tuesday. We could continue our conversation about tacos. We could talk about A. Loke's split personality. We could talk
split
about
personality.
Yeah, he's got multiple personalities.
Oh, you mean multiple names?
Yeah. Well, he always. Do you notice that he always calls himself we?
Yeah.
Like
funny.
He doesn't. I think it's almost like to spread blame out or something. Yeah. Like he goes, "Oh yeah, we took care of that." I'm like.
He says that to me on the phone all the time.
Who's we?
Yeah, we got to change this. And I'm like, I just told you to change that. Like, who
needs Yeah, so you change it.
I'm just
it.
Talking to myself. I think, yeah.
He's talking
and my
about,
other,
you know,
10 personalities.
Yeah, Alex, yeah. Jason,
okay.
J-Ho.
Yeah, we're a team of producers over here. So.
Right, that's exactly it.
During Brady's first season as a primary starter, the franchise won its first championship in Super
wow.
Bowl 36.
Nice.
With consecutive wow. titles following in 03 and 04.
And that's why he that's why Bledsoe never got his job back. Yeah.
Those were good years, man.
Oof.
In the early days. The salad days with
Bledsoe's all over there going, don't you guys know you don't lose your starting job from injury? It's a known rule in football. You get hurt, you come back to your job when you feel better.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
I'm here for my job, and now I gotta go be a. And who do you get traded to? Some shit town. Some.
I thought Bledsoe didn't Bledsoe like go up to Canada or something?
No, he was like a cowboy. Something.
Yeah, he was a cowboy. He was on the Cowboys. I think you might be thinking about maybe Kurt Warner. I think Kurt. Warner.
That's just
play.
Sarah's default when she doesn't know.
Yeah. Didn't he go to Canada? Yeah. Yeah, no, I think he ran away to Canada.
Did my mom let him go to jail? No, he went to Canada.
Sure, he went up to the CFL.
Jesus, what is that?
Can't blame Canada. Oh, that's good. I didn't realize, but I'm always defaulting to Canada. Oh, sorry about it. Hey?
Sheesh.
Oh, my God. Canada's nice.
Oh, Bledsoe was a specimen. 6'5", 233. Yeah.
What are we, the fucking
gamer? You know, I just saw him on a picture of Robert Kraft just married that girlfriend of his, who, by the way, they've been together a long time. She looks...
No, they haven't. His wife just died, and then he got caught with that hooker.
No, he was with this girl when he was caught with the hooker. Yeah, she's put up with it. She's 40... She's a doctor. She's 47 years old, cute as anything. And they just married, and I want to say I saw Bledsoe in that picture.
Probably.
Yeah. Who's surrounded by all, like, former Patriots.
All right, let's start the secret show now. Don't be ridiculous.
Okay, what are we going to talk about?
None of this
about?
Can be on. Well, read one of our bad advices.
Yeah, we need those. Bryn, Bryn, at RadioAlice.com. I'll go to the oldest one I have, all right?
All right. Nice.
I did an old one yesterday. Did that person write back to us by any chance?
What was that person?
The Vermont person?
Let me see.
About running the marathon? Oh, here's one.
Okay.
This looks like it's from July. I get Vinny's point about being left out when they have kids. This is a man.
Oh, a husband. Sure.
It was the opposite at my house. This is a woman. I get Vinny's point about being left out when they have kids. It was the opposite at my house. When I was pregnant with my first, my husband seemed to lose complete interest in having sex or being attracted to me. Over the course of both pregnancies, it is like he's lost complete interest in having sex or anything. It can definitely go both ways.
Hmm.
It has left me feeling unattractive and in some ways has pushed me to be with my kids more. If he doesn't see me as something other than a mom to his kids, how am I supposed to act or react? That's interesting. I have heard that there are dudes who are... I mean, there's obviously everyone has their fetish, so there are guys who are really into pregnant chicks. But there are also the opposite. Like, they see it, they either are totally turned off by a pregnant belly, or they feel like it's the Madonna. You know, it's like the mother. She's holy now. She delivered children.
Well, that's what they showed us in, what is that? The Sopranos, where he was like, that's the mother of my kids. I gotta fuck these chicks.
Yeah.
I can't.
The Madonna whore thing.
She cooks, takes care of the kids. I fuck this chick.
But I love her.
Yeah. Over here. That's who I fuck.
Yeah, we had hot little bunnies.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I haven't had that problem in terms of losing interest, but I definitely know that kids can wreak havoc on a relationship for a number of different reasons.
I know we talk about him occasionally, but this intern John, what do we call him, like, Captain John or something?
G.I. John.
G.I. John, that was it.
I like that guy, by the way.
He was great.
Yep, he was in my band.
I really...
He played a show with us.
What did he play? Bass?
Guitar.
Oh, God. You had... And Lou played guitar in that too, right?
Anyone who was around, it wasn't really like I scoured
you
the
You have
play.
Hands?
There
Here's
weren't a
guitar.
Million tryouts. It was not, you know, can you do a G? All right, we're good. Let's
Great.
Go.
Great. That's the only chord in yep. this song. So it's happening. Yeah, I loved him. I thought he was a great guy, and he was having a baby, and he was all excited about it, and him and his wife were so happy, you're going to have a baby. And
I don't remember the lead up to it. I just remember the statement he made.
Well, they had the baby, and he was in there.
He was on our show when they had the baby?
Yes. Yeah, that's when, yes. He was on our show, and he came in with, like, a review of the birth, and then they like broke up really soon after that, right? Mm. Like he couldn't.
Okay, I don't remember the story the same at all.
Okay,
well, I'm wrong. You go ahead.
I could be wrong too.
But just say the
you
statement.
You think he came back and talked to us about it?
No, I think that that had happened prior to him even being with us.
Oh.
I think that was him just saying he was talking about when your wife is pregnant and being in there in the delivery room.
So okay.
And he had just said that he looked where the baby was coming out. What did he say? And I saw the devil.
The face of the devil.
And I was surprised.
Yeah. Well, it was
like
a horrific thing to say.
At the time on the radio, we would say much more outrageous things in order to, you know, sort of get reactions and be funny. And it's a lot less politically correct. This was 25 years ago.
Yeah.
But when he's even I went, ouch, that's really unkind.
That's a terrible thing to say.
You really don't want to.
Every woman listening right now who's ever had a baby just looked down at her cooch and went, the face of the fucking devil. You suck, buddy.
Yeah, well, they did break up. I do remember that part.
So had they already broken up?
I don't remember. I don't remember at all. I really don't. And maybe you're right. That's why I'm saying you possibly know more than I do.
I feel like I've met her pregnant, but it's possible. I'm totally just, like you said, it was 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a lot of interest.
No, but there's no question that's what happened, that he said that, and that we were all kind of like,
But he didn't want any part of that area of her anymore after that happened, is what I took away from it, was he was like that. And it wasn't like because she's a sacred vessel.
No.
It was because that place turned into like a devil that would eat you.
Look, I think that it varies. There's all kinds of things that can sidetrack a relationship. That to me seemed like a really unkind thing to say, and
really
I hadn't had kids yet. I don't know anything about that in terms of what that must be like. But yeah, that was not good, and there was not expected to be. They were not expected to survive those comments, right?
It
like
did
you hear that,
feel like
you go,
a death knell
oh,
for
that's
the relationship.
The end of that.
Right. Well, I guess they're done with any kind of relationship.
Yeah.
So this person is basically saying, I think that you and I must have been talking about like a man can feel left out because the mom is super, they're feeding the kid. They're
no,
caring for the kid.
I know what I was saying. I would stand by that today. I think that when you are
ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
You're married. You are your wife, or you're partnered up in any way. You are your wife's primary.
Mm-hmm.
It's you and your wife. You and your partner. You and your girlfriend. She looks to you. Hey, you want to go do something? And it's you and her.
Yeah. You're best friends forever.
When you get pregnant and when you have a kid, you now are third on her list. Or
second.
Second
on her list. Or third if you have two kids.
Whatever it is. It's just the point being that you drop down in priority, and the amount of time that kids need is almost all-consuming.
Mm-hmm.
So here's mom trying to survive this all-consuming reality, and you're over on the side going,
hi. I'm still here.
This whole thing started with us, too. And you really do have to come to grips with the fact that you're going to take a back seat, period.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It's unfortunate she's saying that that's how he reacted towards her was. I didn't feel that.
He said when I was she says when I was pregnant with my first, my husband lost complete interest in having sex or being attracted to me. And then they did have another kid. And she's like, he's not interested in having sex or anything.
I know I have a friend who said that after their first kid, that sex kind of slowed down or stopped, which I was like, yeah, I know that. I felt that for sure.
There's almost no way it can't.
And then he was like, and then we made another kid. So they didn't have sex until they made another kid, and then they made another kid, and that put that...
Restart the timer.
And now they're not having sex again, and that's when he started cheating.
Oh.
And he was like, I wanted someone to be with. This other thing was happening over there, and I was over here. And it was a bummer to hear, like, oh.
Well, yeah, you don't want to hear about anybody's relationship falling apart because of children.
Well, but that's what happens a lot.
It does. Well, they put on pressures that you had no idea to expect. And it's no fucking joke. I'm telling you. Like, John and I are a pretty solid couple, and it's taxing and testing and really hard, and resentment builds up. Like, it's a whole thing. And you really can't tell anybody about it. Like, you can say it, I'm saying it, but people go, oh, that won't happen to us. Look at
that
them. We're
resentment
together.
That you're talking about, because I've had that, is freaking poison. Like, you will start to feel ripped off, feel burned.
Like this person and their desires ruined your life.
What am I? A splooge donor?
Well, yeah.
You know what
I
mean?
But you want to be more than that.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's sure. So, yeah, there's a lot of different things that can come up. I don't know that one, but I'm sorry to hear that.
I know.
I wonder if
terrible.
They're still together.
Well, this was July, so I'm going to guess that they are. Oh, sorry, June. This is the end of June. This person sent this letter.
Write us back.
Yeah,
are you still
back.
Together?
How's it going? And honestly, I feel like this is a... It doesn't sound like you're talking. I would say maybe go... See somebody about this.
Well, I don't know.
I always think, you know, talking something out and just, you know.
Yeah,
maybe,
but if a guy is acting like that's the chick he married, the
right?
chick he wanted the whole time. So
right?
if he's lost interest, I don't know if that's in his head.
Right.
Or if it's something where he's like, I don't.
Well, let's find out. They've got kids.
Yeah.
Like, let's explore that.
Okay.
Let's find out what's going on with it. Let's fix this marriage if it can be fixed. But you got to at least try. I mean, this is horrible. She feels terrible about herself. She feels unattractive. She's saying it pushes me to be with my kids more. If he doesn't see me as something other than a mom to his kids, how am I supposed to act or react? That's an interesting. It's a very short little letter, but there's a lot there. Yeah, write to us. I'd be interested to hear what's going on with that. All right, that's going to do it for today's Secret Show. I know, we talked about tacos for so long.
That was part of the show!
Yeah. It has to be now.
I can take it out.
Don't take
and
it
we
out.
Can keep going.
Why would you think
I could unroll
take
it,
it out? No, don't unroll it. Stop it.
A lock.
A lock. You and your group of people over there with various names. We're not doing anything with the taco part. Someone's got to invent that. Okay. Please send letters to Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com. Okay. Any kind of problem you're having. Big problems, little problems, sexy problems, boring problems, all the problems. Just send them along. And the magic words are?
The end.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really. Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom!
One sec, sweetie. Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.